Did they call you the Bushman?
If I was a porn star. Heyo! Welcome to episode Buck in the Quarter of Uncorked Gamers.
Where's my change?
I ate it.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Dan. And we actually have a lot to talk about this week. It's been a good week for game news. Not a good week for games per se. Let's talk about some bad stuff that happened. Like Conan Exiles.
Wieners!
Not even talking about the wieners.
There's a slider. You can make it bigger.
That's all I want in life. I wish I had that when I was in prison.
I wish I had that in real life right now!
Said I just got this pump.
Oh, man.
No, they released a version of the game without DRM.
Really?
Yep.
That's cool.
It's not
on
cool.
Purpose?
On accident. They had shut it off to tweak some code, and they forgot to turn it back on. So, you can play it for free. It's all over
cool.
Internet. It's still a...
You keep saying it's not cool.
It's still
cool.
It's still in a pre-release build.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when they do...
Might be a little glitchy.
You won't get the updates and stuff like that. But, if you want to play around with the slider, now you can do it for free.
If that's all you want. It's the only thing that's working in that game right now.
I mean, it looks nice. It's a nice looking game. Probably not what I'm going to be into, though. Also, ZeniMax, huh? ZeniMax?
So they finally won their lawsuit.
Lawsuit against who? For what?
The Oculus Rift for stealing their technology. Duh! Well, I mean, that's what the claim was, and apparently the court found that it was true. So they got awarded $500 million.
Yeah.
That's insane, dude.
Yeah. I mean, for big corporations, I guess it's not that insane, but still.
Yeah, and they wanted like $10 billion total to start off, but yeah. I mean, it was a ridiculous amount, I think. Because I don't think Oculus Rift is worth $10 billion. So.
It's worth at least $2
billion.
Perhaps. I bet Facebook is regretting that purchase right about now.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Snap into a Slim Jim.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs. But, they don't just want to stop at the lawsuit.
Oh?
No, they also are making moves to completely shut off the ability for Facebook to even sell the Oculus Rift.
Oh, burn!
Yeah. They're pursuing legal action that prevents the sale of anything that infringes on their code, which has already been proven by the courts that they are infringing on their code.
But you know, here's the funny thing about that, right? When you, like O.J. Simpson, right?
Yeah.
Found not guilty, but yet lost a civil suit. Which kind of says, well, he was guilty then, right?
Mm.
Like, how does that work?
I don't know. I mean, was that an appeal, though?
He probably appealed, but he still lost. Like, they never got overturned, like the civil court thing. So he had to pay money to, like, victims' families and stuff.
Yeah, I see.
But what you're saying. I don't understand.
Reasonable doubt. That's probably what it was.
It's insane, dude.
Yeah.
But anyway, like, So I mean, more to the point is that. Just because this court said, like, yeah, they stole the technology, doesn't mean they actually stole the technology. And it might not actually be a thing that they're going to be found guilty of any other kind of lawsuit.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you have to take into account, though, code can... They can trace code, right? A lot of companies will kind of put little, like, tracers in their code and stuff like that so you can identify it.
Mm-hmm.
So... And they probably have a code, like, patent type of thing, something like that, so you can see, like, alright, no, we had this code before Oculus Rift or became a thing. So there's probably ways for them to prove, and it's probably why the court decided, like, yeah, no, this is infringing on the code that ZeniMax had. Otherwise, you know, who's to say when it was made, right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, if they get that what they want, then there will be no more Oculus Rifts being sold until Facebook or the company itself rewrites the code to not include anything similar to what ZeniMax has.
You know how costly that is to rewrite code for something.
Yeah, it means they have to recall all the Oculus Rifts that are currently out right now.
Nobody's gonna send them back. I mean, can you take away?
No, you can't. Okay. You can't force somebody to lose their thing, but the ones in the store, which is gonna be costly, having to do recall like that is costly. Then they have to resupply them once they're done after the R&D costs.
By then, no one's gonna give a crap, dude.
No one's. Yeah, they're gonna have their HTC Vives and their PSVRs, and that's all that's gonna matter.
It's a really, really bad blow.
So you lost, Lucky Palmer. Guess you ain't so lucky anymore, are you? That sucks, though.
$50 million is from him.
Wow.
Yeah, he himself owes $50 million.
That sucks.
That's insane, dude.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's worth more than that, so it's fine.
Yeah, again, it's like a drop in the bucket for him, probably. But, speaking of VR, there's going to be PlayStation VR bundles again.
The full bundles. The whole equipment?
The whole equipment, the full day one bundles. And if you want to pick yours up at GameStop, because this is GameStop exclusive.
How many times have I told you no?
Their bundle comes with Russia Blood.
You're not listening.
It comes with a real game.
Though. I said no.
Russia Blood.
I keep saying no.
All right, you can keep saying no, but some people might want a Russia Blood bundle instead of a VR World bundle. Because VR World kind of sucks. I mean, it's a tech demo. People want a game, not a tech demo, yeah? Also, yeah. VR Worlds, not VR Worlds, the PlayStation VR room.
Yeah, what about that update. Room? I've never used that.
Well, so you don't have VR. Had an update, and they've added a whole new game for free. What? It's like one of the best VR apps out there, and just giving it away for free. I love it.
What does the app do?
It lets you play the VR games, like the Sheriff one.
That's it?
But the new one, it's like you're a turret, the VR person's a turret, and they're shooting off like waves of enemies, and four players can help keep him alive. On the TV. Come on, it's awesome.
That's cool, whatever.
I don't care. Just picking up a GameStop, you get your rush of blood.
Yeah.
You play with your kids, man.
Play with my children's?
Family time.
And my children's children's?
And you can pretend that they're not there because you'll have your VR headset on.
Oh, so it's an easier way to ignore them.
It's an easier way to ignore them while still partaking in their lives. It's the ultimate father's family time getaway. Think about it. Think about it.
Virtual vacation, man.
Virtual vacation. I'm surprised they haven't done that yet.
What?
Like
just you being at the beach for 8 hours?
You know, it's just like an experience thing. Or like you could choose, you're like, oh, I want to be on the Alps. Oh, look, I'm on the Alps. It's nice. Things are happening. Pretty girls are walking by.
So cold.
But you're not actually there. You get to enjoy it without the hassle.
What if I wanted to go, say, Sri Lanka?
That's...
Is Bam. That, is that updated. Possible in VR?
Spend $2, get your Sri Lanka.
Oh, adventure. DLC, damn it, man.
Well, yeah. Dude,
that's how they get you. I'm telling you, man.
You spend $20, you get the girl boy.
Swedish,
The girl boy experience in Taiwan.
Ooh,
or, I mean, Bangkok.
I'll make sure I won't get that season pass, huh?
You might like it.
No, I will not.
Lots of people go there for things like that. I'm just saying.
Sir, I don't know how you know this.
Mostly popular movies.
Well, maybe we can take a virtual vacation to Hawaii and then tell my wife that that's all she's getting. That's it.
Yeah, she puts on the headset on.
Put on this helmet, that's your vacation.
You go to the VR and stuff like that, and you just like stand behind her and you're like, hey, lady, you want the peanut butter cup?
Peanut butter cup on your eggs. peanut butter cup.
And she'd be like, oh, it was like I was there. There were natives and everything. They talked just like you said.
Well, VR is definitely going to have bigger things happening in the near future.
Yeah, Resident Evil 7, huge success.
I wish I could, but I can't.
In time. In time, my friend. You'll get the Super Deluxe Edition that has all the DLC.
So, there was a... I think the interview was a while back, but the Hideo Kojima...
Dude, yawn and then speak.
It's been a long day, man. It's been a long week. It's been a long everything. But they, he's not making any more horror games, which I'm very disappointed at, because, according to him, it's because they scare him.
Well, they are scary.
And so that's why he's not making them, though. That's what he's saying, because they scare him.
Oh, I didn't know he wasn't going to make them. I thought he was just not going to do any right now.
Well, he said he's not ever. At least that's what was interpreted.
Okay.
But,
yeah, I'll do one. Guillermo del Toro
But he was saying, there was a one point where he said that the game, Silent Hills was going to come with an extra pair of pants. That was funny.
Yeah.
I loved that.
That would have been great. Or diapers.
Diapers too would work, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was, and he was going to work on this, but now he said that, making scary games, he knows how to make scary games because he knows what scares him, and it's like, when you're afraid of things, you know how to make something scary.
Yeah. It's just a whole game of little pink stuffed animals.
Yeah. So it makes me wonder if all these games that he made, like all these scary games that he had worked on, part of his nightmares.
What scary game is Silent Hills?
Silent Hills is scary, dude.
Yeah, but I was like, that was it.
There's like all kinds of scary Silent Hills.
He didn't work on them.
What do you mean he didn't work on them? He only worked on the first one?
No, he only worked on the last one that got canned by
Konami. I thought he was doing the other ones too.
No.
Oh, that's garbage then.
Yeah, no, he never made a scary game.
Oh, that sucks. I really thought the Silent Hills ones were his because of that.
No.
God damn it.
You owe your respect to somebody else, my friend.
Oh, screw that guy.
But apparently, they did have other games that they were planning to make. He's making Death Stranding.
That's not a scary game
because
at all.
It's the most palatable to the audience. So, it's like make a game for your new studio that more people are going to be interested in, right? That'll sell better.
Yeah.
But I'm curious about what the other games he was thinking of might be. I mean, could he be making a spiritual successor to Snatcher? I hope.
Oh, God, I tried that. I tried that Snatcher game.
Yeah, Jeff was like,
I don't know, it was going to be like text-based and
there's
stuff.
There's words.
It's all words.
This isn't a game.
It's all words.
There's also shooting.
I didn't get to that part now, did I?
A little bit. You got
that practice thing? Yeah. No, this is garbage.
Because you suck at
like,
it.
I understand, story and everything. Like, I get it.
His best
but,
story.
But, oh my God, dude, I can't play through that game.
Best story ever.
Can't do it.
I believe in you.
All you do is just pick things.
For your love of Kojima. Dude. You're really bad at picking things. I'm not going
to I pick everything. I picked everything. You saw me. I picked every single one of them.
And he hands me the controller. I pick like two things and then like, all right, you should get out of here. Go to the next room.
Apparently you're supposed to pick them in a certain order.
No, I think you just keep thinking that you picked something and you skip it.
No. There was no skipping. Because every time you told me to pick that one, I told I gave you the answer that I was going to give me. And it gave me that answer.
Yeah, but there was a couple of times you're like, no, it's just going to say this. And you just like go to the next thing. I'm like, yeah, all right.
Just maybe I had to pick the same thing twice.
You mean like an RPG?
No.
Yeah.
RPGs, you pick it once. Yes or no.
No, RPG, sometimes you don't know what you're supposed to do until you talk to one person three times.
Yeah, and then you talk to one guy like five times, it gives you a Phoenix Down or something.
Yeah. Speaking of Phoenix Downs, Final Fantasy VII is not looking good.
A remake?
Yeah.
What do you mean it's not looking good? I thought it looked amazing.
Yeah. They're still working on that.
Yeah, they will be for
That's
a long time.
That's the only part of the game they're still working on.
Is the Phoenix Down part?
Is the demo that they showed at PSX. They haven't worked on any other part of the game.
That's how long it's going to take.
The problem seems to be the director.
They don't need a director. The game's already out.
The guy was working on Fantasy 15. They got rid of him. They brought in a new guy. It came out like a year after they brought that guy in. Seems like they got to get rid of the whoever. Because that's the guy working on Kingdom Hearts 3. And he was working on Final Fantasy 15. And he's working on Final Fantasy 7. No progress has been made.
You seriously don't need more direction, dude. You really don't.
The problem is, the guy apparently just, like, he just wants to keep making it better and better and better instead of actually, like, building the whole thing out. They don't even have a combat system that works yet.
I'm fine with turn-based.
They're not doing turn-based.
I'm fine with it. I want turn-based.
But they're not doing it. We already know they're not doing it. Nah, they showed that at PSX.
I don't care what they want. I want what I want.
All I'm saying is, like, at this rate, at the rate that this guy's working, you'd have an episode, like, every 2 years. If you were lucky.
No, that's a little ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying. So, until the...
So, I'd get the full game in 10 years.
So, they either fire this guy and bring the guy that put Final Fantasy 15 out on time.
What about the guy that put Final Fantasy 7 out? What about that guy?
Pretty sure he doesn't work out there anymore.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter. You can bring him in. Hey, extra, you know, contract or whatever. Just for the game.
What?
Because he made Final Fantasy VII, and it was amazing.
Yeah, and this other guy fixed Final Fantasy XV, and Final Fantasy XV's been amazing.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever.
Give the guy some credit and love. And plus, he already knows the team, and has worked with them. And he can get Kingdom Hearts 3 out.
But can he make Barrett look badass?
Well, they put sunglasses on Barrett now, man. I mean, what more?
That's it. That's all it takes to make him look badass.
I can't believe
he got shades.
I can't believe they put shades. They're like the triangle ones, too. I'm like, what are you doing, man? Barrett. He doesn't need sunglasses.
No, he doesn't.
Whatever. I just hope that they keep it to where they change his weapons that he has, so I can have that.
No, you switch them out, like, real time or whatever?
No, because remember he had the gun, but then you can get, like, the ball and chain thing?
Yeah, there's a few... kind of funky ones,
like,
out there, yeah.
A few melee ones, I was just like, that's just hilarious. He's just, like, going out and punching people with this metal, like, ball on his hand.
Tifa. Something better be the same about Tifa. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, the Buster Sword's the same size, so. That's something
to look forward to. If the Buster Sword is the same size, then the bust must be the same size, too.
There's a slider for the Buster Sword? Do you want to make the Buster Sword bigger?
I want more slots on this sword. Let's make it bigger.
It'd fit more material balls in there.
I wish I had a sword. I wonder how heavy a sword would be.
Just ask Gantz from Berserk.
God, dude.
No, Guts from Berserk.
That's such a heavy sword, dude.
Yeah.
That thing is the size of his body. Number one.
Typically, swords that big don't cut. They bludgeon.
They smash, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cloud smash.
Cloud smash. Like a thunderer.
I mean, I would love to have a sword like that, dude. Even though I wouldn't be able to carry it.
You mean like a real one, not a prop one?
Yeah. Dude, you know how hard it'd be to swing that thing?
I mean, you could.
That thing is thick, dude.
It's practice. You get
that thing is super thick.
You get smaller ones.
That's like solid metal, dude.
Build up your muscles until you get. You can start.
I mean, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Until you look all weird.
Until you look ripped. Until you look like Guts. That's just a cat falling out of closet.
Yeah, you can't. I almost fell like a whole story. And there's the chair.
Yeah. And the radio.
And the radio. Yeah. Cat. Cat, you won.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, cat. Oh, man. We should... I'm gonna pause it. No, we can't pause it.
We don't pause it. We don't edit this.
You're right. I wouldn't know
how. What's wrong
with you? Just flip the tab. Yeah. Just flip it all the way over one way. Yeah, that works. I think you put it on snooze.
Right? I snoozed the crap out of it. This one?
No. You were clicking the right one, but you weren't clicking it all the way. I don't even know why you changed the time.
Did I change the time? How did I change the time?
I don't know.
I think you just turned 10.
Oh, it might have just turned 10.
I think it just turned 10, yeah.
Okay.
It's 10 o'clock. Do I know where my children are?
Is it already 10?
No, I do not.
Well, that was the thing. That's why you guys listen to this podcast. This cat is wired. Oh my gosh.
She nearly got sat on. What was that? I didn't even see. She was behind a chair.
Oh.
Quality.
Not exactly sat on.
Yeah.
But.
Speaking
cat
of
pancakes, anyone?
Speaking of cats that just aren't behaving like the way you wish they would, The Last Guardian's got an official price cut.
Already?
Now $40.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Sure it's not a sale?
Nope. It's a new price of $40.
That's kind of crazy. That's a big price cut in such a small amount of time.
Oh, they've added little spiders. It's creepy. Also, we should probably talk about PlayStation free games for February, which are downloadable now. We got Little Big Planet 3 for the PS4.
Yeah.
Not a Hero.
Wait, don't I already have that?
You might. Not a Hero for the PS4.
You do.
Star Wall.
You do, right? We've played it. Yeah.
Star Wall for the PS3 and PS4, which is a game I thought about buying. You the space Star Wall narwhals. You get to hit people in the
Star Wall, Star Wall, swimming in the ocean, causing a commotion, because they are so awesome.
Anna.
Star Wall, Star Wall, pretty big and pretty bright. Beat up an elephant in a fight.
Extended edition.
Star Wars, we are Star Wars.
For the PS3. Ninja Senki DX for the PS Vita and the PS4. And then Torkel
for the... They're like a underwater unicorn.
PS Vita and PS4.
They have a pretty awesome horn. It's a Star Wars song, dude.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I heard you. Sounds good. Psychonauts 2 has finally got himself a publisher. And they released some new footage. Starbreeze Studios is the publisher. They've done Payday 2, Brothers of Tale of Two Sons.
Tale of Two Sons.
Yeah, they did that. And apparently that game also has a release date of... No, wait, no, not the game. The Rombers of Ruin had a release date of February 21st. Which is the PSVR experience that bridges the two games. So... Have you heard about this new update for the PlayStation 4?
No, not yet.
4.5, you haven't heard anything about it?
No, not what's coming with it.
Alright, I'll start out with the stuff that you're gonna... I'm going to go from what you'll care less about to what you care more about, okay? PS4 Pro is getting a boost mode to boost the performance of games that don't have any patches or anything that works for the PS4 Pro, right? So like the older games that nobody... cares to patch to work for it. They're implementing the boost mode that will boost the performance of those games.
I don't care about that.
PSVR is going to let you watch your 3D Blu-ray movies using the VR, so the 3D will work through the power of the VR. So if you don't have a 3D TV, you can watch your 3D Blu-rays through the VR.
You have a 3D TV, right?
I do not.
Yeah, you do.
I do not.
Yeah, you knew that.
What?
What?
Yeah, you have one? Yeah, yeah, I know you have one. That's what I'm saying. I'm order of least important to most important. But do you have the glasses, though?
I have to have the glasses.
Yeah.
I bought it before the TVs that came with the non-powered glasses.
Mm.
So, after I saw the non-powered glasses, I was like, damn.
Right? Technology's a beast. That
sucks. But anyway.
You can now take your snapshots from games... and make that your background.
That's cool.
See? I skipped one, though, now that I think about it. The, I guess it's all rolled out as part of one thing, right? So this is a wallpaper thing. Also, the notification tabs are being simplified to just one tab. And also, when you hit that, pull down the PlayStation button, they get the little sidebar.
Yeah, and that I like that a lot better than before.
Yeah, they're making it smaller, so it takes up less space, so it doesn't block your game as much.
I mean, the only reason I really hold it is to turn it off, so I wouldn't really care about that.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
I use it for more things than that. And then finally, the big one. This little baby right here. It's going to be my external hard drive for my PS4.
No.
Yeah.
Way.
No way.
I already have one, you know that?
Yeah.
I already have one.
Is it 3.0?
And
USB 3.0.
Not sure.
Yeah, you might want to look into that.
But it's a terabyte and a half.
It supports up to 8 terabytes.
Well, the one I have currently is a terabyte and a half, which is fine for me.
Yeah, they said USB 3.0. You really might want to check
it out. I don't know. I'll hook it up anyway. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
I guess see what happens. But yeah. I mean, if you run the game off of it, that might not work as well. If it's not 3.0. It might be a lot slower than
that. Ah, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. I mean, that was...
I'm so tired of, like, having to erase my games.
That was the big thing that Xbox had over the PlayStation 4, and now Sony finally got that to work.
You know, sometimes I feel like they're like, oh, well, they have it. We're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't do that because they already have it. Like, it's like a whole, like, you know, screw them, you know, that we're not going to copy them.
Yeah.
But no, sometimes it's okay because people want it.
Yeah.
And it's helpful to everybody, so.
So, I mean, if they've gone this far, they get that working, maybe they'll get the backwards compatibility working, right?
Nico sucks. Yeah, no, sure, I understand.
Yeah. That would be cool. I would like that. Because I have a bunch of digital PlayStation 3 games because of PlayStation Plus. I would love to just be able to play them off of PS4 now. Look at that smile on your face.
I'm happy about that.
I got like two terabytes free on this bad boy. It's going to be so good.
Yeah? Did you always have that?
I've had it for a while since I started doing game days. I picked it up.
Huh.
I actually just backlogged all our podcasts on here.
You're petting it like it's a...
Oh, it's very precious.
It's your friend.
Me. Yeah. It's got, like, so many ROMs and emulators on there.
Yeah.
And I could run them off of that, actually. I don't even have to have them on my computer. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how's your week been, man? So been what? A lot of rain.
This week this sucks, week. Whatever. I don't want to talk about it. This week sucks.
Oh,
I'm going to talk about this, though.
All right.
We'll talk about this. I can't talk about that.
We actually had about, like, so we live a little bit south of San Jose. And today, there was only one way, one convenient way, shall we say, to get to San Jose. And that was only open. It was open most of the day, but it was shut down even then for like an hour or two. So for a while, we could not get to San Jose today. And there's like six roads. Or six freeways, roads, highways that lead to San Jose.
Yeah. I've been having issues with vendors at work not being able to ship things because of flash flooding and such. And they're telling me there's going to be delays and delays and delays. UPS delays, FedEx delays, everybody's delays. It sucks.
Yeah. Dude, I was having brownouts this morning when I woke up.
Did you wipe your butt?
Yeah. It kind of took care of it.
Right. Yeah. So, when a brown gets out...
that's what I call my alone time. Call it the brownout. When a brown gets out... I put that slider full blast. Pull up a slide whistle on your phone. Let's do it right.
That was a trombone. That was more of a trombone. There is a slider whistle. My trombone.
Trombone.
Oh, that's a long time too, isn't it? Oh, yeah. I don't even know what's going on anymore. Let's talk. Hey, you don't talk about Nintendo ever.
I try to.
No, you don't. You're a liar. Oh, you don't talk about Nintendo.
That reminds me. I do have something to talk about.
Production.
Okay.
Has been finished on the new Zelda game, Breath of the Wild.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's gone gold.
Yeah.
Nice.
We're done.
They're done, son.
Dunskies.
Get out of here, kid.
You're done. And that's super awesome. Super awesome, yeah.
Yeah. Day one, huh?
That means it's actually coming out.
Yeah.
It's actually coming out on day one, yeah. Hopefully they make enough copies for everybody who was buying the Switch. Shouldn't be a problem now, should it?
Because they control how many Switches are coming out. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, because only five people are going to buy it.
Only five people can buy it.
But, yeah, there's going to be no web browser on the Switch, which is fine. Nobody cares. Nobody really does web browsing on video game consoles, I would say. They're really annoying. They don't work as well as a computer. But if you don't have a computer and you have Wi-Fi, it's a good way to go.
Yeah.
But they suck. They suck. Yeah, man, it's kind of good news, no more delays. How do you feel about that? Are you going to buy one day one?
No.
Do you actually like Zelda games? I mean, do you enjoy playing a Zelda game?
Yeah, I mean, the ones I've played on my Game Boy Color, I loved. I thought they were great.
The handheld ones.
Yeah. I think I prefer that top-down Zelda more than the 3D Zeldas.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just that has more of a charm that hits me. Because the 3D Zeldas are a little bit too much like everything else these days.
Lot of walking in those.
I actually saw a YouTube guy that complained about that.
About all the walking?
Yeah, it's like, man, they shouldn't even call it an action game. They should have called it a press-up-and-hold-a game. What are you doing in this game? You just press up.
You get a horse eventually. But then, I mean, you still press up.
Yeah, like you just press up.
It's just for less amount of time, though.
It's the press up game.
But, yeah, they're vast lands there. And it's only really the center. No, it's actually not. It's not. I was going to say it's only like that center Hyrulean field there.
Yeah.
But it's more than that. It's a lot more than that. But, I don't know. I think Breath of the Wild looks good. I mean, people are giving it a... hyping it up pretty good, I think. And I think it'll be all right.
All right.
Neo came out.
Yeah. Here it's pretty good. No, I'm not going to get it, though.
No?
No. I don't think it's for me. I think Bloodborne's just at the right place at the right time. I just kind of wanted a nice, big, meaty game for my PS4. And I got it.
I still need to continue playing that.
You gotta continue playing any of those games.
I have to continue playing every game.
I know, man. I didn't see you on stream last night, dude. Why do I do that so much,
dude? No, I didn't stream last night.
Yeah. Our stream's been kind of dead. No stream Sunday, which makes sense.
It was just this week. I mean, it'll continue.
What are you gonna stream? Next week. Right, well, you gotta finish God of War, right?
Yeah, I was gonna continue God of War. I need to make sure I finish that one because I've been wanting to play that one for a long time because I played the first two when they came out.
Yeah, same here.
And then the third one came out and I was just like, I'll get it later. And I just never did.
Yeah. I mean, I did pick it up. I just never played it. And now I'm just going to wait till you finish yours and just play yours on the PS4 because it just makes more sense.
Yeah.
Because mine's PS3, yeah.
So I took out, I rearranged the my living room, and I bought this bookcase, a 5-shelf bookcase, and I have like all my games in there. Have like a bunch of CDs at the bottom. I put like my fight stick on the top shelf. There's some decorations on the very top of the cabinet itself. And you know, like I have my headsets there and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know, and I think it looks really cool, and it's a lot. It's a lot easier than digging in a drawer, trying to find a game that you want to play. But I noticed that I'm missing so many freaking games, dude. So many Nintendo games, Super Nintendo games, Nintendo 64 games, PlayStation 1 games, PlayStation 2 games. I think PlayStation 3 is mostly there, but I feel like I'm missing some too. But I can't remember any titles that I would be missing. PlayStation 4 is all there, obviously, because yeah.
Yeah,
but I think PlayStation 3 is more when I like I started buying things on my own kind of deal.
Well, I need to interrupt you. So. Breaking news: There's a Metal Gear Solid porn parody. You're going to love the name of this. Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, my God.
I'm not done.
Okay.
The Phantom Peen.
Why are you looking that up? Why are you on that right now?
It's just on the news feed, dude. I just was scrolling through.
And are you kidding me?
Yeah. Metal Gear Solid. Why are you looking up?
I'm not looking up. What? No.
The Phantom Peen. Oh, man. That is a... I just want to give props. Whoever came up with that name, bravo.
Bravo. Some of them guys in the porns is good. Well, oh, this also I was gonna say Fallout 4 actually is Bethesda's most the highest grossing game now.
Really?
Yeah, it beat Skyrim.
Really?
Yeah, I'm wow. surprised at that.
I'm surprised,
but
too.
It was in the news.
Especially, does that include the Skyrim Special Edition?
I'm not exactly sure what it. All the editions put together or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's just the way it was worded, and I. But I really didn't think that was a thing. Because you know everybody talks about Skyrim. Nobody really talks about all that far. You know.
And now the far far.
I mean, it was.
All my friends have dropped it
when it came out. Yeah, when it came out, it was cool and everything. But
I don't know if I know anybody that's actually even sat through to beat the game. And I got the season pass.
You got all that downloadable content and you haven't played it.
I mean, I've played it, but I just kind of stopped, yeah. I mean, I would like to go back to it. I was having fun with it. It's not that the game was bad or anything like that. It's just Bloodborne came along and... Like, it didn't
have... It was a better game. Yeah. Playing this instead.
Oh, dude, you might find this funny. You know how I always complain about Marvel vs. Capcom's infinite combos and stuff like that? And how it makes the game boring to watch?
Yeah.
Well, at the Undefeated of the Southwest tournament, there was a player that got hit by one of these combos. And he just took out his phone and started checking his phone.
That's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
He didn't even
care.
There's
a picture of it right there.
So he didn't even care that he might have fallen out of the combo or anything like that. He's just like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
He was going to kill me anyway. Fell out of a combo, does nothing. Oh, gets hit again. Oh, now he dies. What? What? Oh, yeah. No, that's cool. I'll get him next time. Yeah. Next round.
Next round, I'll hit him first. Oh, dude, I was playing some Flappy Bird. You want to play this?
Yeah, but it's you hit the guy once and he's gonna die.
Yeah.
Almost all the time.
Almost every time. Also.
Nier went gold too. You son of a
bitch. No, that's cool. I'm actually really excited for that. That game looks
that's
amazing.
That's another game that went gold this week. So, yeah. Oh, and Sniper Elite 4. You know, I never got into those games.
Me neither.
I mean, I loved the concept of them.
Yeah.
But, and they were, like, it was okay to play, like, for a bit.
One, actually.
I tried the first one. And it was okay, but it was just like, eh. Towards, you know, just playing for a few minutes and stuff like that, I was kind of over it, I don't know.
Yeah. Do you play World of Warcraft?
Well, guess, no.
Well, if you did, this story would be much more relevant to your life.
Is that the game they call WoW?
Yeah, that is WoW, the game. It looks like you can now farm the gold in World of Warcraft to get yourself what they call, WoW tokens.
WoW tokens.
WoW tokens, which you can now use outside of World of Warcraft. You can use them to buy loot boxes or character unlocks or card packs for games such as Overwatch, Heroes of the Storm, and Hearthstone.
Hearthstone's cool.
Yeah.
You know, I actually enjoy watching that.
Yeah.
On Twitch. Like, I really enjoy watching it.
I mean, it's a fun looking game. Yeah. I mean, they visually did what Wizards of the Coast wishes they could do with Magic the Gathering.
Mm-hmm.
They made it a visually entertaining thing to watch.
Well, now Magic the Gathering just needs to one-up them and do it on VR.
Except, no, Yu-Gi-Oh! Needs to do it in VR. Oh, damn!
Like the Yu-Gi-Oh! More than the Magics?
For VR, yeah.
Yeah?
It already has a presence.
Well, I mean, yeah. You're right. I actually watched that cartoon for a bit.
Yeah. Don't you
never,
want...
Never got through don't the... I don't even know if it ended or anything, but yeah.
No, it's still going, I think. I mean, there's like different Yu-Gi-Ohs, I think, now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you want to throw on your VR headset and like see a blue eyes white dragon against you, and you're like, I summon the dark magician. Yeah.
You just say it, and yeah. Just like that. Like, voice activated.
Yeah.
You'll
never defeat me, Kaiba. Because you don't believe in the heart of the cards. You only try to win through deceit and manipulation of the game. I summon Exodius!
I don't remember the name of these guys. I don't know who the hell you're talking about.
Exodius is the one you have to get all five pieces out. And then when you got all
five
pieces
out... Oh, God, I remember the searching of the pieces.
You automatically won?
Yeah.
But he needed it to be able to defeat Kaiba's...
Whatever the hell his name was.
Like, two-headed, long-haired blue-eyed dude, white dragon.
Oh, yeah. Blue-eyed white dragon. Green-eyed black dragon.
Blue eyes, white dragon. Yeah, I mean, he killed Yu-Gi-Oh's grandpa in the first episode for that thing.
It happens, man. Yeah. Sometimes grandpas die.
For one card. Just because he had to be the only one that had the blue eyes, white dragon. Because it was his favorite.
So, as I'm moving everything in my living room, I get like, next day I feel like hell sore. Like, it's heavy. Stuff is heavy, man.
Yeah.
And I'm basically doing it on my own.
You gotta get those little pads that you put on the...
Those things are... Yeah, I thought about that actually before I was doing it, but I was too lazy to go out and actually buy them to use them.
Mm.
So, yeah. And so... Oh, so the one of the main reasons why we moved everything around was because we got a new...
Floor.
No.
A table.
No. Goes on top of the floor.
A referee.
Directly on top of the... A rug. Mogul! We gotta... You suck at charades, bro. Just saying.
He just kept doing the same motion.
And you weren't getting it. If it wasn't cheated the first time, why the hell would it be cheated the fifth time?
Maybe you changed your mind.
So we got a new rug. And so we have to move all the furniture out of the way. Because the rug takes up most of the living room space.
Yeah,
so like we have to move everything off and put that rug in there. And then just move everything on top of the rug. And then we're just like, hey, let's just do this and that and this and that. And we did all that.
So why'd you reposition it a different way now?
For change.
You just changed it like 2 weeks ago.
No. Oh, that was for the Christmas tree. That's why we can fit the Christmas tree there. But we do that every year during Christmas time. And we usually move everything back to where it was.
Yeah.
But like this time it was just like a whole new change. A whole new change.
No, stop. Stop. I want to talk Nintendo.
No, you don't. You're just saying
I've been playing Fire Emblem Heroes.
Yeah, you like it?
It's fun for like a quick little game. It's not something that I can play for an extended period of time.
Huh.
It's too simple. It's too simple of a Fire Emblem experience.
Mm.
But I mean, I want to get in there real quick, do a quick little match, because it's always 4v4. And it's always just a... It's basically always just a game of rock, paper, scissors, right? I mean, except, but you know what they're throwing.
Really? I don't understand.
I mean, the other game was like that, but there was always the chance, like, this person has really high speed, so they might dodge your attack, or they might hit you with a big critical, so there's always a risk involved. But this game, sword beats axe, axe beats lance, lance beats sword, and as long as you're a stronger level, you're never going to miss. I've never seen a single miss. I've never seen a single critical. So it's just like, oh, you go up against this person, you go up against this person, I win.
Huh. Sounds boring.
There's no surprise attacks. Like, the other game would have, like, oh, yeah, I'm always going to win. Oh, no, people came in from all sides. And you having to adapt to that situation is just 4v4 every time. It does have a finale. It does have an end game to the story. So I'm
did probably, you get through it? Oh, you haven't gone through it.
I probably could have if I was like playing it more continuously.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't yet. But I mean, I think it's not an awful experience. I just wish it was a little bit tactically more meaty than it is.
Oh, but I did find Final Fantasy Tactics.
Nice.
Which is a game I thought I didn't have anymore.
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
Original or Greatest Hits?
I think it's original. I don't remember buying a Greatest Hits
one. Dude, that's like 120 right there.
That's it? Nah, it's not that bad.
It might be
more. I mean, it's not much. It's not really that much.
I mean, it might be more. I mean, it's been a while since I've looked up prices for games, but...
And I realized that PlayStation games still have the booklet.
Yeah.
They still did.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened up my Final Fantasy game. It was like a booklet there. It was so beautiful. And it was like a 3-disc thing. And oh my god, it was so awesome. I miss that.
I do. I mean, if booklets were still a thing, oh, I'd probably god, still buy physical copies of
I
games.
I miss that so much.
Yeah. But it's not a thing.
That's the first... I mean, I would study the booklet before I even put the game in.
Oh yeah. On the way home, you're reading the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting your mind ready for
trying
this
to bite
game.
That plastic off because sometimes it just wouldn't come off.
Oh yeah, just like, ah! Your nails plastic. Yeah, you just
want to get into that book, dude.
Uh huh.
Damn, man.
You wanted to read. They used to encourage us to read back then.
Hey, that is very true. That's a thing. Damn it. Now I don't read because of video games. I used to read because of video games. But now I don't read.
Now everything's voice acting too, so you don't even have to read the story. They just tell it to you.
Yeah.
Like some audiobook. I can't do audiobooks, by the way.
Audiobooks? Like, never have.
Cannot do. I tried it. I did like a little demo one. And I was like, 2 sentences in, I was like, what the hell is he talking about? Who's he talking about? I can't follow. I can't keep track of what they're saying. Like in the book, if I'm like, oh, who is this? I can flip back a couple pages, you know? No problem. Easy.
Yeah.
Audiobook, I'm like, oh, wait, how far back? How many minutes do I have to go back?
As read by Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton.
But, yeah. I mean, there's also, oh, I also found a desk underneath all my papers. So that's a thing. There was a lot of, I found a few, found Doom 3.
Nice. You're
so
I'll
probably
that
install that now. Yeah.
Play it. Beat it.
Yeah. Finally, you know.
Do it on stream.
I can't. Too demanding. I cannot get that. I cannot get Doom 3. And oh my god. Damn it. My streaming client.
Twitch.
Not Twitch.
OBS.
OBS. Can't get them both to work together, I bet you. Haven't tried it yet, but I'm pretty sure I can't do it.
Yeah. David Jaffe's Drawn to Death game. It's going to launch on the PS4 April 4th. And it's going to cost $20.
$20 is good.
You going to get that David Jaffe game? Your love child?
Yeah. Maybe. $20?
Yeah.
$20, yeah.
Digital.
Is it not on a disc at all?
No, I don't think so.
So but, I've because I got this bookshelf, now I want everything on disc.
Yeah. So you show it off display proudly.
It's like
you need to put your Zelda manga on there.
It's I love it.
Have you finished that?
The Zelda manga?
Yeah, the Nintendo Power one.
The Nintendo Power
the
one.
The one I got you for Christmas 2 years.
Oh, that one? Yeah, it's like the story of the game. A little different.
Yeah.
Little changes here and there, but yeah.
People and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I finished it. I need to finish the... Oh, I still haven't read the Street Fighter one, though. The free comic Street Fighter.
Oh.
Yeah, that I haven't actually read, so... I need to get on that. And I actually separated all my books. All the magazines and books that I had on my desk that I wanted to read. But then got buried underneath all this paperwork.
Yeah.
That I... Yeah, just... Yeah. So, yeah.
Dude, Koei Tecmo made a VR pod. An arcade pod. You go in there...
Is it a haptic pod?
You go in there, it has a chair, right? It has a PSVR with the Move controllers. It has smell features. It has a misting features.
Smell-o-vision?
Yeah, misting features for, like, rain. They were, like, walking through mist and stuff like
that. No way.
It's a full-on pod, dude. Like, you're completely closed off. The seat has heat control, as well as some tactile feedback. They say you can feel bugs crawling on you if the game has bugs crawling on you.
Can't be that good.
But it can. This is obviously...
That sounds super amazing, dude.
This is obviously for Japan, currently.
Three
experiences.
Japanese guys, man.
One's a horror experience. One's a like a shooter experience. And the other one... I forget what it was. Probably a driving experience, let's be honest. That's what it looks like. A little pod.
Oh, crap, that's big.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta be able to sit in there comfortably. And have all that stuff. You know what else Japan has done? They made shoes made out of chocolate that look like shoes.
They made shoes that look like chocolate that made out of shoes?
No. They're chocolate shoes made out of chocolate, but they look like shoes.
So they're chocolate shoes made out of chocolate.
Yeah.
But they look like shoes.
Yeah.
But you can eat them.
But you can eat them.
They actually look a lot like shoes.
Yeah, they do. Like nice shoes, too.
Yeah, yeah. Like those little, you know, like you got them polished mm-hmm. in New York City, kind of.
Should we do the
you know, New Yorkers are like Mexicans, man. They're everywhere now.
What? We should build a wall and keep those New Yorkers out.
Yeah, we should.
We should.
Oh man. When are the Mexicans gonna learn?
Wherever they want, man.
It's okay, everybody. I'm Mexican. It's okay.
Yeah.
I was actually reading on the interwebs about the Mexican Trump supporter. There was, like, this fake article that everybody's, you know, going, like, crazy about, you know, that she got deported.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's a fake article, but a lot of people are believing it, and they're just, like, going with it. So...
There's a lot of fake articles now.
Dude, there's so much of that crap online now, dude. Especially if you're getting your news from Facebook. Yeah. I would not believe that right away. Because people.
Yeah, there's a lot of fake news stories on Facebook right now.
Get your news stories from a credible source. Like Fox.
Like Uncorked Gamers.
Hey, Uncorked Gamers tells it like it is.
On the internet.
Yeah.
Let's do the Uncorked Gamers question of the week.
Oh, God.
Remember this?
Wait, what was it again?
Charlie came up with last week.
Oh, yeah, the Scorpio.
Question was, what should the Xbox Scorpio be priced? And what needs to be on it to pique at your interest? Let's see if we got any views or hits from the audience. No, not that. Damn it, Facebook.
Is that a no?
Oh, I don't.
Because that sounds like a no.
I actually don't think Riddle posted this one up on Facebook. Nope.
Riddle. Riddle. What happened?
Riddle me this. So it's just you and me now.
I don't think Riddle's ever missed one.
No, this will be the first. It's been a week. It's been a week.
It's, yeah. Maybe Riddle doesn't care about Xbox.
Oh, that might be a thing. So, what price and what has to be on it to make me consider it? Well, I mean, let's talk price point.
Okay, price point. I'm not paying $600 for it.
No, absolutely not.
And I'm not paying $500 for it.
No. I would say I'm not even paying $400 for it.
Really?
I think it's too late in the game. It has to be the most amazing thing ever.
And that's what they're claiming. That's what they're claiming, dude.
And considering the white papers that we talked about, I think 2 weeks back, where it's going to not have native 4K resolution.
That could be changed, though.
Maybe.
That's not, I mean, that's not, I don't think that necessarily has to be a hardware change, right? That can be a software change.
If there's enough hardware to support a software change.
I think the hardware is there. It's like any system that comes out.
I mean, it's not out, so we don't know. It might run 4K. Full resolution, but...
But you think about this. You know, when Nintendo came out, they made the first Mega Man, right?
Yeah.
First Mega Man looks
That looks nice.
It looked good, but then, you know, Mega Man 2 came out, Mega Man 3 came out. Then you get into the Mega Man 6. And that game looks like so much more than Mega Man 1.
Yeah.
You know, like, and that happens with every game. Like, especially in the series. When it comes out for the same console,
the thing is,
everything looks so much better, and it runs better.
Do you think the Scorpio is going to be around long enough for that to matter?
That's another question on itself.
Yeah, because, I mean, how long until the PlayStation 5 comes out and it's making the Scorpio look bad?
Yeah, I mean, God, it's a whole nother year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole nother year, dude. For it to not be, like, the next big thing. And it's not going to be the next big thing. It's half of the next big thing.
Yeah, it's a luckier
Adam. Yeah.
I mean, $299. I think.
That seems, I don't believe it's going to be there.
I don't think they'll put it there. But I think it's already a difficult market. Because the Nintendo Switch is coming out, and people love Nintendo. So that's going to be eating into their market share. The PlayStation 4 Pro is out and established. And PSVR bundles are probably going to start rolling out around the end of the year with the PS4 Pro. And PSVR is doing well. People are liking it. They are putting more systems out. Actually, the UK, PSVR president of UK, recently released a statement in an interview he was having, and there was the comment, you know, a lot of people have been saying, like, oh, Sony's not pushing the PSVR, it must be failing. And he came out and said, like, yeah, I know recently we haven't been pushing out the PSVR or haven't been talking about it a lot. That's because we haven't had supplies for it. So we didn't want to push it out when people couldn't buy it. But now we got our supplies coming in. You're going to see a lot more games and a lot more commercials for the PSVR. Because, I mean, the thing is, they sold out. I don't care what anybody says about them not doing well. They sold out, and people still wait in lines to get it.
Yeah, I mean, people have seen that as a Nintendo thing, right? They didn't make enough for everybody that wanted one, so it makes it seem like they sold out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, I understand that more for the PSVR than for a Nintendo console,
because
Nintendo knows people want their consoles. Sony, not sure how many people want to jump into VR, right? VR is a whole new thing. They make a couple hundred thousand, whatever. Ends up not being enough. More people wanted it than they thought would want it. Nintendo, people know. Nintendo does a pre-order. The pre-order sells out. Oh, yeah, let's build some more of these. Because people want them right now. Let's put some more pre-orders out there, right? You see it all the time with consoles. Oh, yeah, we've added like a couple hundred more pre-orders. We have more units in it, so we realized you guys wanted it.
I'm still going to say that I would go as high as 400.
That's probably, I'm probably seeing it there. I mean, 350, I think.
Yeah. Would be nice. I think that would be a very
competitive sweet point.
Yeah.
And what game would have to be on it, man? That's the tough one. What game does Microsoft own the rights to? That's got to be on there. I mean, they got the Halos, they got the Gears of Wars. They got the Perfect Dark, the Banjo-Kazooie, the Conker's Bad Fur Day. But I mean,
is that theirs?
It is now. Yeah, they bought it. Yeah. But I mean, like,
I mean, our new Conker probably wouldn't do it for me.
No, I don't think it would. Not for me either.
I mean, I'm not really never really played Xboxes, dude. I played the first one, you know, I played a few games on the second one.
I mean, yeah, the first one's probably the one I played the most.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I'm trying to think of something that isn't first party that they can just, like, supply the funds for, you know, make it first party for...
I mean, if they could make it, like, a nice RPG, like a really good-looking RPG.
Apparently 360 had one. It was called Lost Odyssey. Supposedly really good.
Huh.
Apparently, just flew under the radar, but it's supposed to be really good. Yeah,
Lost Odyssey. I'll look that up.
Yeah,
I like my RPGs, man.
Yeah, but I don't even know if an RPG would do it. Really, I mean, they have a pretty bad track record with RPGs.
That's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing.
Gee, what would do it? What would be the thing? I'm thinking... Man, this is... Oh,
What about a new Vector Man? Do they own the rights to that?
No, that's Sega. I mean, I guess they could pay Sega for Vector Man, but... I don't even know if that would do it for me.
No, I actually ended up giving it an 8.2.
Give it an
8.2? Lost Odyssey.
Yeah.
No.
I'm trying to think of, like, all the games I've ever played in my life right now to see if there was something that was third-party that Xbox could pick up and, like, just blow it out of the park and blow away people's expectations right now. That's where I'm at right now in this thought process. Oh, man.
So a new Halo wouldn't do it for you?
No, I mean, after the first Halo, I just cared less.
What about a new Cuphead?
You mean, what, the first one?
Yeah. Would that do it for you?
I mean, it would interest me, but it's still like a $20 game, probably. I don't know if I can put in for a $20 game. I think...
Quantum Break
6, is it?
Is that out?
Yeah, it's been out.
I haven't seen any gameplay of that. I wanted to see gameplay of this game, but... I never,
You could probably watch full Let's Plays.
Holy crap, now. Dude.
Yeah.
I don't think this got very, many hits on Twitch. Yeah, I didn't see it in the top games when it came out. I don't know.
Yeah.
They got the Killer Instinct, but...
Nobody cares.
I'm kind of done with Killer Instinct at this point, you know?
Yeah. Microsoft is good at killing people's favorite franchises.
Okay, well, you said that. You said that.
Oh. I'll say it again.
Let's see. I'm looking at some exclusives here, but some of these aren't exclusives anymore.
That's fine.
Which is, yeah, I don't know.
They could pay for the exclusivity of it. Oh, what about this?
Oh, I can't wait for Detroit Become Human to come out.
Oh, yeah,
I want to play the crap out of that game.
I hope it has a VR setting. That'd be great.
Like, I'm just like, I'm sold on all the different ways you can go about it. You choose your own adventure kind of thing, you know, in that game. Like, that's enough for me.
You know what? I bet they would do Minecraft 2. Right? They own Minecraft 2. Or they own Minecraft.
That wouldn't be a selling point for me, but that would be a good one.
Yeah, I think that would be a good one.
You know, the whole magic of that game is, you know, the pixelator, the box people and all that stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And... I mean, what would they do that they haven't done already? They keep adding things to Minecraft.
Yeah, I don't know.
They've added so much crap to it, dude. I don't know. Yeah.
But, I mean, that would probably do it.
For you?
Not for me, I guess. I don't know what would do it for me. I don't know if they have... Or can get their hands on anything that would do it for me. Like, I think it would have to be something new.
And it wouldn't be a new Halo or Gears of War?
No, I never actually even, like, played Gears of War. So, that definitely wouldn't do it for me, really. I don't have that pedigree.
What's this? Fable Legends. I never played that.
It's because it never came out.
Did it not?
Nope. They canned it.
Ah.
They shut down Lionhead Studios.
Oh, that's right!
Yep.
Do they still own Tomb Raider?
No.
No, that's because the Tomb Raider's coming on the PS4.
Yeah, it's Crystal Dynamics. Yeah. That was an exclusivity deal. Yeah, I think... I think they'd have to come out with something completely new. Something that would just blow my mind. Something, I want to see something kind of like what was it called? There was a game that was like a first-person shooter, Diablo style. that came out on PC
back in called Doom.
Back in the late 90s. But it was kind of like Destiny, but like set in like more of a Diablo-esque kind of world with like demons and magic and stuff like that. Something kind of like that would catch my interest if it was good. So unfortunately, that game wasn't good, which is why I died off. But I think that would be pretty cool. That could be something that would catch my interest. But yeah, it would just have to be something, a new IP, I think. That just happened to be
what I was looking for. It's not bad, huh?
That's why I never bought an Xbox. We just play other people's Xboxes.
Yeah, that was me.
They'd have like one or two games that they want to play for like the entire lifespan. I just borrow somebody's Xbox and play it. Nothing, huh? You couldn't come up with anything? What type of game would...
Jet Set Radio? I don't know.
Sega again. I guess, yeah, they could get a new Jet Set. I mean...
Did that come out for a PlayStation?
The original?
The original was for Xbox only, right?
No, the original was for the Dreamcast.
Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah. They got Jet Set Future, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that came out on PlayStation eventually.
I don't know. I got nothing.
Yeah, nothing. All right. New question of the week, then. Let's move on. Sorry, Charlie. Your questions are too hard.
Especially for people who don't play Xbox.
No, I've played Xbox.
I know, but it's not the same.
And like, all the games I liked wouldn't make great system sellers. You know, like, I liked the party game they had on the original Xbox, you know? But would that sell a system? No. It's a party game.
Wii Sports, then. That's a party game.
Touche. My question is, since you brought it up earlier.
That's not fair. That should be my question, then. I got two questions in a row.
No, this is my question, because I thought of it. What has been your favorite game manual?
That's my question! My favorite game manual. You know, I'm going to have to look through my game manuals.
Oh. I'm sorry. That must be such a chore. You'll love it.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
I already have mine, dude. I know it. It's going to be the return of an old favorite.
Oh, Jesus.
It's so good, though. It was so good.
You keep saying that.
And you can play it now.
You keep saying that, too.
But you don't. It's like you don't believe me.
I believe you. No, well, I trusted you. I trusted you once, and you failed me.
Oh, just because you don't like to read.
I'd like to read. I just don't like to read. There's a difference.
The best story he's ever written.
I got through like 5 minutes of that game. Like actual gameplay game.
It's
or
everything,
actual gameplay time.
It's everything you love. Hideo Kojima. Blade Runner.
But it's just all chosen. I can't do it. I can't.
And constantly being able to hit on the receptionist.
Although when I saw that guy without his head, though, I was like, oh, cool.
The game just keeps getting cooler, dude.
Yeah, I like that. It was actually getting me interested right there.
And that was without the blood filter on.
And see, I want to know what blood filter does. I want to know. Got to put in some codes or something.
Yeah, you just gotta go to computer
tap. ABACABB.
No, just Konami. That's all.
Computer?
Yeah. You access the computer, you type in the code Konami as your search, and you turn on the code. Yeah.
How would you do it on the Sega?
No, there's a computer console you go to in the game sometimes to look up information.
On that computer console?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my computer.
I'm not sure if you did it on the computer console or if you did it on your MK2, your Metal Gear.
Either way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, also, Snatcher, part of the Metal Gear Solid universe. They tied it in. Makes sense.
Wait. So, you can do it before the guy gets his head cut off, right?
If I'm not mistaken, I believe you can.
Because I remember you saying there was like more to it than that. Then when we got to that scene, you're like, oh, there's like more blood splatter or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And there's also a part in true Kojima fashion. If you can get to a certain location fast enough, you can catch a girl in her After she got out of the shower in her bath towel.
Not in her bath towel, though.
Yeah. But I think it's more risque if you have the coat off, or like she didn't wrap it around herself all the way yet, you know? Showing some of that leg.
Maybe sorry.
Don't quote me on this. It's been a very long time.
I'm quoting you on all of this.
Since I remember how risque this game gets with the filters off. Gotta play it though, man. You just gotta chew through it so you can be like, wow, thank you. Thank you for not stopping the torment of telling me to play this game. Because now I see Kojima needs to come back to the style of the game because he's good at it.
I might see a playthrough.
I guess if that's all I can get out of you, man.
Isn't that good enough for you?
It's just something about discovering it for yourself.
Fine. Play the stupid game.
Yeah, just don't get frustrated and not click on something.
I clicked on all of it.
Just give it a second, because Charlie's going to see if he can find a way to make it speed it up a little bit, because it's not supposed to run in that slow.
I thought it was a power thing.
No, what you saw him when he brought his over. You saw it was kind of...
Oh,
like,
that game was running slow?
Yeah,
you know, I wouldn't really... I don't know.
You remember those, like sometimes it would just pause on the screen?
For, oh,
like,
that thing. Yeah. That's not supposed like a loading, to happen.
Yeah.
So it's like a loading issue.
He's looking into that to see if he can figure out why he's doing that. I'll let you know if he finds anything.
Okay.
That's it for this week, guys. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can catch us on twitch.tv/UncoreGamers. Tell your friends. Tell your lovers. In the act of making love, make that your new screaming out thing in the thralls of passion.
Uncore Gamers!